Now what about this? It's a tree. It's got big white flowers on it and big, shiny leaves.
Snowball.
No, I'm thinking when it leaves a seed pod that's prickly and about the size and shape of a cucumber.
I never seen it like that.
You ever heard of a cucumber tree or cowcumber?
No,
or
they don't grow around here.
Okay. If a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband.
Okay. Any other way she'd refer to him?
I have to see him, I guess. Okay.
And he would say, I have to ask.
Have to ask her?
Yeah. Or what would he call her? I have to ask.
As my wife.
Okay. A woman who's lost her husband is called a...
widow.
Okay. What if they're just separated? Then she'd be a...
be parted.
Okay. You ever heard of a grass...
grass widow?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when they got a living wife or a living husband. That's grass widows.
But they's not living together?
And when they're not living together, they call grass widows.
Yeah. Okay, the man whose daughter you are is called your...
father.
Okay. And, how did you call him? What did you call him?
Pappy or Papa one.
Okay. And his wife would be your...
mother.
And how'd you call her?
I call mine Manny.
Okay. Anything else people would call their mother?
Manny and Mama. Mother.
Okay. And together your father and mother would be your...
mother and father.
Or your...
my parents.
Okay. And your father's father would be your...
my grandfather.
How did you call him?
I called him grandma, mama, and granddaddy.
Okay. And his wife would be your...
my granddaddy's wife?
Yeah.
Would be my grandmother.
Okay. How did you call her? His grand?
I called her grandpa.
Okay. Can I say, I was the youngest of five?
Sure.
Okay. Any names people would use instead of children? Is there any name people would say instead of children?
I've heard them say kids, but I don't.
Why is that?
They say kids or something like that. You know, I always say children.
Why don't you like the word kids?
I don't know.
One person I talked to said he didn't like it because it's what you call a baby goat.
Yeah.
I don't ever think of that.
But I've heard of people say that. But I've heard people talk about kids, you know.
Yeah.
That's all been kid, that's mean kid, something like that they'd say, you know.
Yeah.
But I would generally say the children.
Okay. You say youngins?
I have said it times, I have.
Okay. This is something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Baby?
Okay, is that the thing that's got the hood up over it?
That's a baby carriage.
Oh, so buggy's different from the carriage?
Baby buggy, what I called it.
Okay, so you put the baby in the buggy, then you go out and...
put the top over and push it.
Okay, so you say you're going out to what, the baby?
Cat out walking.
Okay, would you say you're going to roll the baby or...
roll it at him.
How would you say it? You're going to go wheel the baby or go air the baby or...
I'd say I'm going to roll it around a little.
Okay. You might say you have a son and a...
daughter.
Or a boy and a...
girl.
Okay. If a woman were going to have a child, you'd say that she's...
she expected
a child. Okay. Any other expressions?
Well, not with me.
What else have you heard?
I've heard they're going to have one. But I think that sounds a little hard.
That does sound a
little. I generally see ones, and I see she's expecting. I generally say, well, she's expecting and something like that.
Yeah. Do you ever hear anything that sounded kind of funny? I mean, like joking. Like people say, well, she swallowed a pumpkin.
Yeah, I've heard that too, and I think it sounds ugly.